Framed survival stories of sexual assault could be seen on the tables. Hanging above were the clothes worn by victims when attacked. They were sexually assaulted while wearing those items, said Diane Pepler, Resource Center Executive Director Betsy Huggett said about the display. It doesn't matter what she was wearing. Her clothes were not consent for someone to sexually assault her. The DPRC held a spaghetti dinner at the Niga Nizhik Ceremonial Building this week to help draw attention to Sexual Assault Awareness Month, inviting Bay Mills and the Sioux Tribe Advocacy Resource Center to help set up these attention-grabbing booths. Written under a rainbow tank top with green shorts were the words of one such survivor. "This is an outfit that was very similar to the one I wore when I was assaulted. I was around the age of 4. The man that assaulted me was my biological mother's friend. He used the excuse that it looked like I wet my pants to assault me. Not only did he assault me, he also assaulted my younger sister that day. Charges were filed, but later dropped. The prosecutor dropped the charges due to our ages. Nearby hung a military uniform. Below, were the words of its survivor. My military uniform is what I was wearing the last time I was sexually assaulted. I say the last time because this was not the first time. The first time was when I was a small child, and it was a family member. The last time, I was a young E4 single mother, and the offender was an O1 officer. I never told anyone because there was no one to tell. The military, then, had no recourse for reporting these crimes. I volunteered for an overseas assignment to get away and, then, got out of the military. I left my career because of this sexual assault. He was never held accountable. And moved up the ranks to become an O6, full bird colonel. My life will never be the same because of the assault. The Sioux Tribes Advocacy Resource Center helps to spread the word and provide help to victims of sexual and domestic violence whenever, however and wherever they can. Cultural healing educator Ashley Gravel set up a booth full of information at the DPRC event last night. Among key items were, "What's in your glass?" cards. These cards will actually test drinks to see if anyone has been drugged, said Gravel. "So, this is a great resource that we offer and people take tons of them. Actually, we have had a couple local bars ask for them and we have dropped them off downtown, so that's pretty great. The drink will turn blue if something is detected in the drink." At which point, Gravel advises the victim to call 911. She discussed preparations for a new advocacy resource center building, offering rape kits and everything necessary to care for the victim. It is called the Sexual Victim Services Program. "The whole building is set up so that a victim would not have to go anywhere but that building," said Gravel. "So, it stops them from having to tell their story multiple times to multiple people." The Advocacy Resource Center services the 7-county service area of the Upper Peninsula, extending out to Marquette and Escanaba. "As long as you are within our service area, which is pretty much the entire UP, we can help you," said Gravel. "Victims do not have to be Native American to utilize these services. We are finding that many people just assume that because we are a tribal program, we won't help," said Gravel. "We have been putting out a lot more information on that to let people know that, yes, we are a tribal organization but we don't discriminate against anybody for their race or sexual orientation." DPRC intern Lake Superior State University student Brielle Susan Pettit sat at the agency's booth, which was filled with pamphlets and information. "I, myself, was a victim of abuse," said Susan Pettit, who helps out anywhere from 2 to 4 days per week. "I wanted to help others. I think the best thing is working with survivors and giving them the resources to help." Susan Pettit prepares to graduate with a bachelor's in criminal justice this May. She will go on to make a difference. "Those folks are the people who work at the Diane Pepler Center," Pettit said, pointing to a crew of ladies in the kitchen cooking. Visitors offered donations to get into the door, where they enjoyed a spaghetti dinner to help raise money for DPRC. "We are in Chippewa, Luce and Mackinac County," said Huggett. "We have advocates in all 3 counties. We have our shelter and outreach office here in Chippewa County. There are many ways people can donate, via website or Facebook page. Monetary and essential items are accepted. We have PayPal," said Huggett. "They can go right online and do it. We always have a wish list on our Amazon Smile account. It is a wish list full of items we need for our shelter. Simply look for Diane Pepler Resource Center the next time you shop on Amazon." People can select Diane Pepler Resource Center as their charity, said Huggett. It is just your regular Amazon account, but it attaches a charity to your shopping, so you can have the opportunity to earn up to 5% cash to put towards the charity of your choice. We are one of the listed charities. Meanwhile, the Sioux Tribe Advocacy Resource Center gets ready to dive into its Red Dress campaign throughout the month of May. The original creator of the Red Dress campaign, Jamie Black, a Métis from Canada, stated that red is the lifeblood and connection to all of us, community educator Jess Gillett King stated. Please honor our missing and murdered Indigenous people and wear red throughout the month of May. The Sioux Tribe Advocacy Resource Center will hold a candlelight vigil for their missing and murdered sisters at Sioux Area High School and the Native Youth Council, entitled, Voices Unheard, Friday, May 20, 2022 at 7 p.m. The Advocacy Resource Center encourages you to hang a red dress in your yard, neighborhood or offices to commemorate missing Indigenous women and men. The Advocacy Center is in need of red dresses throughout the month of May. If you need emergency assistance, you are asked to contact the police immediately. The Diane Pepler Resource Center, DPRC, has trained advocates who provide support and referrals at a 24-hour hotline, 1-800-882-1515.